Welcome back to The Wrong Opinion. Useless NBA trivia and garbage rankings. This week we are talking about the best who never made an all-defensive team. This one's pretty tough because usually if you're good at defense, you make an all-defensive team. So there were a lot of forwards who didn't make the cut that really, really should have. Just because forward is the most loaded spot. That's where your best defensive player usually plays. You'd think there'd be a lot of centers who didn't make the cut, just because there's only two spots for centers, and for a long time, that was a center's job, was to be good defensively. Center wasn't that hard. But the mid-2000s, I mean, you have KG and Duncan for a couple years there, and a lot of small forwards get really hurt. Point guards, there weren't a lot, like, point guards, there are not normally a lot of good, you know, most all-defensive guards are shooting guards, right? And then the couple defensive point guards, or iconic defensive point guards that made, like, you know, 20 in their career. But it was hard finding ones that just didn't have that all-defensive team. So we did two teams for this one, first team, second team. So let's hop right in. I'm going to start off by saying that Dr. J, I struggled with whether or not to put him in here. He made all-defensive team in the ABA, and for other ones, I did not include ABA stats, so it makes sense to have him in this list. But half his career and his prime was in the ABA, so it makes sense they didn't make it, so just whatever. We just didn't have him, but we're including him here. First team point guard. This might have been, I said point guard was hard. This one might have been the easiest one. Ron Harper. Now, he played half his career as a shooting guard and then started playing off-ball point guard with the Bulls, obviously, in the second three-peat era. Early in his career, he was a nice scorer, and then he became kind of a defensive specialist. His entire career, he got a lot of steals. Big, big steal guy. 1.7 a game for his career. He is top 25 in steals. Only one time even got all defensive votes in 98. Again, it's just tough for that position to get recognition unless you're one of the top guys. In that era, he had Jordan, Gary Payton, John Stockton every single year. And then Mookie Blaylock a couple times. Just a lot of competition in that area. That being said, a lot of times when I hear Jordan Bulls versus the 17 Warriors, when you hear those debates, I hear people saying things like Ron Harper would lock down Steph, Jordan would lock down whomever. Ron Harper was not locked down top tier defensive player in terms of like guarding Steph. Like, I would say he's the best point guard, best defensive point guard who's never made an all defensive team. That being said, he never made an all defensive team. That's just such a weird argument. Either way, it's an exercise in futility arguing which of those teams would win, but just whatever. First team shooting guard. This one was a huge surprise to me. Clyde Drexler. I almost even offhandedly said he was one of the guys, even after I made this list, keeping Ron Harper off of the all-defensive team, but he never made an all-defensive team. That's crazy to me. I think Clyde is probably the most well-rounded shooting guard outside of the big three. That's Jordan, Wade, and Kobe. And that extends to his defense. A lot of steals, man. Top 20, maybe even top 10 in steals. Of course, steals don't necessarily like inherently equate to good defense. James Harden gets a lot of steals. Enough said there. But he is 9th in career NBA steals, 12th in playoff steals. 11th, 2 steals per game for his career. Healthy amount of blocks while we're at it. But just never ended up making either of those teams. And that's a 6'7" shooting guard who is athletic and tried on defense, never made an all-defensive team. Shocking. This one, though, is absolutely just almost unforgivable. Sean Marion, a small forward. If I'm making a list of the best defensive small forwards of the 2000s, how far down does Sean Marion go? Artest had the Defensive Player of the Year award, which is a lot of volatility there. LeBron, I think, really came to his own after 2010 defensively. Tayshaun Prince, you could say. Tayshaun Prince, I almost, by the way, did this as players who had never made a first-team all-defense, and then and just thought that'd be a little more interesting. Tayshaun Prince never made a first-team all-defense.
It's crazy to me.
But Sean Marion is at least one of the top three defensive small forwards of that decade. Never made an all-defensive team. He was averaging 2 steals and a block and a half a game for most of his prime. Paired that with insane rebounding numbers at 6'7", and rebounding kind of matters defensively. I don't know, totally. He was 5th in Defensive Player of the Year voting in 2005, 7th in 2006, 4th in 2007. So let's look at 2007. He was 4th in Defensive Player of the Year voting. The guys ahead of him, Marcus Gamby, of course, won, and then Bruce Bowen, Tim Duncan, he was tied with Shane Battier. So why wasn't he all defensive team? So the forwards on that team, Duncan and Bowen, first team, and then KG and Tayshaun, second team. And then 2006, first team was Artest and Bowen, Kirilenko. Bowen, you could say, was a guard there too. Second team was Duncan and KG, and Tayshaun Prince. Duncan probably played at center. That era was so loaded with forwards, especially good defensive forwards. So it was just crazy Sean Murray never made it. First team power forward, almost equally as shocking. So everything I just said, just throw it on a repeat for this. Rasheed Wallace, he never cracked the top 10 defensive player of the year voting, but he was I don't think he was the main reason the 04 Pistons won the title, but if they don't make that trade, I don't think they win it. The best thing about Sheed is that he was just, he could do anything. Was the first guy to hit 100 threes and have 100 blocks in a game. Actually, just insanely low percentages compared to what you'd kind of expect. Solid rebounder and strong defender who could step out to the line or hold in the post. And that was the best thing about those Pistons teams, were that everybody could switch. Chauncey and Big Ben could be switching, and it would be kind of fine. Ben would be a little better off than Chauncey would be, but even so. Rasheed Wallace never making an all-defensive team. It's just a casualty of that forward era. He also never made an All-NBA team, but we'll get to that next week. Or will we with him? One of the more shocking things about this list. First team center, Robert Parrish. No, Parrish, I think... I always have difficulty trying to figure out how to properly define him. He's just like, if you built a center in a lab, what would you want? You'd vote Robert Parrish. Real quick, I'm going to go off... a little tangent here. If I'm building in a lab, each player with point guard, I would go Chris Paul. Shooting guard, I would go Michael Jordan. Small forward, I would go Paul Pierce. Power forward, Tim Duncan. Center, I think I'd go Robert Parrish. It's not the best. That's just like the most stereotypical. Robert Parrish is the most stereotypical center of all time. And with that comes a lot of really good defense. A lot of high box numbers to a game for some of his peak there. 2.9 in 79. Never cracked defensive player of the year voting. And that being said, there was only one team for most of his career, one defensive team, and there's only one spot on that team anyway. Okay, so 91 and 92, he was 21st and 26th in all defensive team voting. But like I said, a lot of centers were able to make this list, or a lot of centers were able to keep off this list even with just one selection. So that's the first team, Ron Harper, Clyde Drexler, Sean Marion, Rasheed Wallace, Robert Parrish. Second team, point guard. Man, I was shocked when I picked this one. But I don't think there's a better pick. I think it's Kyle Lowry. If you're looking at the best point guards, the best defensive point guards, all of them made an all-defensive team. And Kyle Lowry, you don't think of him defensively first until, I think, in his Heat days. That's when he became more of a... defensive-minded player, strictly because he couldn't hang as much offensively as he used to be able to. But he was and I say was, because I think his career's probably gone by now. He was a very smart defender always, knew where to be, even though he was undersized. He never played like he was undersized. When he was grabbing rebounds, he didn't play like he was undersized either. And the taking charge flops from Kyle Lowry, I think people don't love it, but you have to factor that in. Like, that affected his team defensively. In a positive way. Chris Paul does the same thing. He's just much better across the board defensively than Kyle Lowry is. Second team shooting guard, I'm going with Tracy McGrady. I can't believe he didn't make all defensive team when he was with Toronto. Now, when he was playing with Houston, he was way past his defensive prime just because he was a little broken down, especially in the later years. As soon as he went to Houston, that's when his body started breaking down, and it's kind of a bummer. With Orlando, he just tried a little bit less defensively than he did with Toronto. But with Toronto, he was, like, I say this all the time, it was supposed to be Scotty and MJ. That was going to be Vince and T-Mac. His first 3 years, blocks per game, one block per game, three blocks per game, 1.9 blocks per game in his years with Toronto. And then 1.5 and one in his first couple years with Orlando. And that's while still getting a steal and a half a game. Never got defensive player of the year votes, but five times all defensive voting. In 2032nd in all defensive team voting, with a block and a half, with 1.9 blocks a game as a sometimes on the court small forward. And then most of his career played at shooting guard, so that's why we're listing him here. And he played like a shooting guard, so we call him a shooting guard, even if he lined up at the three sometimes. The highest he ever got, though, in 2002, his second year with the Magic, 14th, all defensive player voting. That's pretty cool. Second team, small forward, basically Tracy McGrady 2.0, Kevin Durant. And we didn't really know how good he was defensively until he started playing with the Warriors. Because with the Thunder, like, he just had to be the offensive fulcrum. Because Westbrook, you know, I've talked about this before, but Westbrook, incredible scorer. I love Westbrook, very well-rounded. But you can't rely on him because he might go, you know, 3 for 40 in any given night. When KD was playing with the Warriors, he was allowed to, number one, play off ball. Number two, just take some heat off himself and be able to be more rested on the defensive end. And on top of that, it really helped Draymond defensively because Draymond didn't have to be the paint defender, which kind of he had to when Andrew Bogut started breaking down. And then when the 7-foot KD came around, he was allowed to be bigger. On top of that, too, Steph was allowed to play more traditional point guard when KD was there, which let Draymond be better defensively. So, yeah, and that's when he won his first Defensive Player of the Year, it's 2017. Basically blocking half a game for most of his career. Peaked at 1.8 in 2018. That's when he was 9th in Defensive Player of the Year voting. You think of KD as, you know, a scorer, obviously. But defense is probably what he does second best, if you're just ranking the very basic stuff of, you know, passer, shooter, scorer, whatever. Defense is probably number two for him. Second team power forward, Pau Gasol. Now, he played a lot like a center for most of his career because he just wasn't very fleet-footed, but just an incredible rim defender, underrated rim defender, 2 blocks a game for most of his peak there. It's shocking that he never made all-defensive team. I mean, like, I'm rechecking right now to make sure that was right, but yeah, he never made all-defensive team. In fact, he never even cracked top 30 in all-defensive votes. Just, again, it's tough for forward unless you're, like, generational. Second team center, Vlade Divac. I think he is the most underrated player of his era in a lot of different ways. And the defense was... He was basically... He played the exact same way as Pau Gasol. Really good pass that you could play through. Didn't have a lot of assists in a traditional sense. So you couldn't, like... It's weird to say he's one of the best passing centers of all time. Same thing with Pau. But the offense went through him often enough and just didn't give an inch defensively. Knew where to be. Not necessarily fleet-footed, but could get in people's way. And then protecting the rim doesn't really elevate. Will get a hand in your face and gets a lot of blocks. In fact, he is 32nd all-time in blocks. 30th all-time in playoff blocks. Peaked in 95, 7th in the league with 2.2 blocks per game. It's pretty good. So second team, Kyle Lowry, Tracy McGrady, Kevin Durant, Pau Gasol, Vlade Divac. Hit my wrong opinions, tweet me at WrongOpinionNBA. We're going to be back next week talking about the best players who never made an all-NBA team. Till then, peace out.